Originally, Venerable Geshe Tsundim Kyazen was going to teach today as talk about cultivating a sense of equanimity, or what we call balanced state of mind, dangnyum in Tibetan, and also cultivating compassion or nyingche.
Wadata zambulin de galya da ji chulu an ji ji zamen da da na so ba ji da ye de re s da don zo gang lo ji kanda zhuwa meliya, ane chik pendo chingi, kanda zhuwa jikzung rito yoresi. Ti nane yinan yang da, tiki ngin nane da, ane nangbe, ane chwe singi di, da jikpige, warangzu, ane lama chwe nala sungbu na xin, ane mongyu zhuwe, dungi, titi gui mo liu tata dali mingba tangsi, dagi tiki xin la dangwa yisi, zhugu denda dema xingi lop sungbu na xin, da ji, kanda ra, chik, sokja tunzo cinche chi yinan yang, ane chik, kanda ra chik, māgī dūshī shāyabhaya tōne, tā tī tōne, nā chī sāngbhaya lāpchā, tā kēdā pāgwa chī, tā yungu yuwa rīs nāngshūng nā nā.
First of all, I would like to say that we have many great religious traditions in our world, and I believe that all of them have come about for the benefit of people and other beings. So in such respects, I think all of religions are equal, and so we should respect all religious traditions. And now Buddhism is one of those religious traditions that we have in our world. And it teaches us many things, and one of the most important ideas, if you will, that we learn from Buddhism is as it is captured in a very powerful prayer called Guru Puja or Lama Cheba in Tibetan. And as Geshe-la quoted the stanza from his memory, it says, Manjun drove thirip dungen kun, may the suffering and negativities and delusions which are the cause of suffering of mother sentient beings, may they ripen upon me Okay. May I be able to give my happiness and its causes to them, to other sentient beings. So through this process of exchanging one's happiness for other suffering, may I be able to bring happiness and well-being to mother sentient beings. So one of the very important ideas in Buddhism is to be able to recognize this kind of interpersonal relationship, intimate rather, that we have with all other sentient beings. All sentient beings have been our kind mothers. Okay, that's what the Buddhism teaches us. And so we have that kind of intimate and interpersonal relationship with other sentient beings. And based upon this kind of karmic connection intimacy that we wish it, all sentient beings to be happy and to have the best of everything, and may we be able to take their suffering and problems to ourselves or upon ourselves. So it's this kind of message that we learn from Buddhism, which, as a matter of fact, His Holiness the Dalai Lama has been basically promoting this kind of message of love and being kind to others in all his teachings and talks and meetings with all kinds of people. So because of bringing that kind of a message of love and harmony and friendship to everyone, I mean, one of the really very important things that His Holiness has been trying to do is establish inter-religious harmony. He feels that the religious leaderships as well as the followers should learn to respect each other's traditions and bring harmony among themselves and to the world at large. And he has been also bringing the same kind of a message in his meetings with intellectuals around the world. And also, as many of you might know, that he's particularly interested in meeting with scientists. So there have been a number of conferences or meetings between scientists and Tibetan Buddhist teachers, including himself. And so in all of these meetings and his talks and teachings, he always brings the commonalities which hold all of us together, regardless of what religious traditions we belong to or don't belong to. And so I feel it's very important for us recognize that.
What the lesson that the thing to energy, city that touching Yamdo, energy, Dotongi, that you look Naneta, Nangji the Chatioris, just a Nangju Tone, that city Kawata Pazu energy, Kutuchia down, a single tone, training chair, Doso, the chairati.
Because
One of the ideas that many people may hold is that religion and science really don't go together, okay? Because they believe that religion is just based on faith, whereas science is based on scientific investigation and facts and evidence. But His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I think, disagrees with that notion. Particularly, he has initiated these meetings and exchange of ideas between scientists and Tibetan Buddhist scholars. And because His Holiness believes, and as many of us do, that in terms of methodology, like the science uses what we call objective methodology to investigate realities or phenomena and arrive at conclusion. And that's very much the case with Buddhist studies. You know, you use objective approach on methodology to analyze and investigate realities and then arrive at the right kind of conclusions. And so in that sense, and also in other respects, like, you know, basically the I think one of the goals of the science is to bring betterment for humanities, you know. But that has also been the goals of all the religions. You know, all the religions have come about to bring, well-being, or to further the well-being of people and beings. So it's in that sense we build that, Buddhism and, science can really complement each other, and we really do not feel that the science cause any kind of threat to Buddhism or undermine Buddhism if we kind of become too close to the scientists or if we coordinate and collaborate with them. We really don't feel that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we feel that each of us have a lot of things to teach each other and learn from each other. And I mean, to go back to what really originally Shakyamuni Buddha, sitting over there, said ages ago, is in his very famous quote, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said, all wise men and the monastic community, he said. And I'm not going to say the things in Tibetan, which it doesn't matter, but I'll translate the rest of it in English. And he said, just as a goldsmith, tests the gold through three different approaches, through cutting it, through rubbing it, and through heating it up or burning it. So then he would know whether the gold is a real gold or refined gold or not through these processes. In the same way, Buddha said, you should analyze and investigate my teaching through what is called using three types of valid cognition. Okay. So by using the three types of valid cognition, you should investigate my teaching. Once you are convinced the truth of the teachings, then you should follow it, accept it. Just don't accept it because I'm called Buddha or I said it so. Okay? And that's not the good reason. So Buddha does not want us to follow him because he said so. Okay? And he's Buddha. He wants us to investigate his teachings using all kind of authentic and valid reasonings. And he mentioned the three types of valid cognition. Okay? And so once we arrived at the truth of the matter, then accept it, because what else can we do, right? This is what we arrive at. And so I feel, so all of these things really go very well with, I think, the goals of the science and the scientific methodology.
Nyamni chevatriya, nangbe chu secret mantojigi, tavasaji, nji, nga, nji, nangbe chuya, and tewa you,
So in Buddhism, so much emphasis is given on what we call teaching and practice, to use the modern word, education and implementation. Okay, and so that's why, you know, we have to educate ourselves in Buddhism so that we will learn about what are the things that we must not do or that we should abandon. We call objects of abandonment, langja. And what are the things that we should cultivate or we should adopt, called, langja means to adopt. The previous one is pangja, what we should abandon. Okay. First we need to educate ourselves, about those things. And once we have that knowledge, now we really need to put it into practice, cultivate, the spiritual insights within our mind, and that has to come through nyamlen or practice. So what I'm trying to get across to you is this, that it's not enough just to have faith in Buddha or Buddha's teaching. Well, that's nice, okay, but that's not adequate enough to be able to call ourselves a Buddhist, okay? To be really a good Buddhist, if I could use that term, is we really need to educate ourselves about different aspects of Buddhism and then implement it or put it into practice.
What that long dog ne symbol yang and tia and a long dog ne di took we are this to be turned in the sum be and third and tejilian long get that message nata long to an alian yam mention and triaris.
So that's why when we look at the traditional approach of Buddhism, or approach to study Buddhism, so we talk about three things, right? We call it kyoba, means to listen to or to hear the teaching. Well, that comes first. That is the part of the education. That is the process through which we learn about, Buddhism and what is, what is to be practiced. So once we have learned that through listening to teaching, traditionally it's called, now we could call education as well. And then the next thing comes is the contemplation, samba. Right now we have to contemplate the meaning of the teaching so that we delve deeply into the meaning. We are not at the superficial level, kind of floating on the surface, but we really dive into the meaning of the teaching. So once we really got that one, now we have to meditate on it, right, so that we can internalize and actualize the contents of the teachings, which is called gom. So that's why, traditionally we emphasize so much about te sam gom sum, means listening, contemplation, and meditation. So through these processes, not only do we learn about Buddhism, but we are also able to cultivate and put the Buddhism into practice. So that's how theory and practice of Buddhism go together. So one of the central ideas in Buddhism that we learn about is cherishing others. Okay? And so in regard to that, so one of the things we talk about is the need for us to recognize self-centeredness or selfishness, self-cherishing attitude, so which is the source of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems that we go through in our life or that we see in the lives of others. Okay? So out of self-cherishing attitude, when we're in the pursuit of selfishness or selfish interest, we really can't, in ultimate sense, get anywhere at all. Because eventually, But, you know, the pursuit of selfishness leads us to what we call downfall or into a more problematic situations. So we should, you know, recognize the self-centeredness and its you know, problems that comes with it, and learn to cherish other sentient beings, you know, respect others, appreciate others, and cherish others. So if we make that kind of attitude, you know, one of our cores, if you will, right, when we get up in the morning, right, what we really think about is how can we be kind to others during the daytime. So whatever we are doing, okay, we go to work, we go to school, we do whatever we do or don't do, okay. And so if we can bring that kind of kindness to others as a part of our life, so that is what we call integrating dharma or teaching into our life, and that is a part of the part of practice.
What that? Jig rang khone ta ji ran che par jin rang khone digi le ya ne sam dan da le 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 de wi ne ji khadi ne sen na ta ji kang ne da nyok da pe na an ji su su ji le ge ji le te wi ne ne ji le ro pha zu le ya ne ji ta su su digi khone de le sam dan mi shin ge digi de do la an sam ma dan be to gu shi ne ji shin rang ge le ge le de 嗯，这现在店呢，店过个月长，那现在没区别，这忙不起，他提到那用过用过药的是。俺他个那些个，那这，然后这啥子的了，这那吃的呢，呀啥子的个多么子呢？呀，让个提起他啥子些呢，进来去不进来去不那边吃啊？俺他个那些个来个就月薪多，俺提多么子呢？俺呀这个现在呀，那边做呀，他那这个是他忙不起，他生意，经济给他，嗯，落地给点的，他用这个药的是。
I think we can understand what kind of problems self-cherishing attitude kicks, you know, in our life. Like when we're really self-centered, we don't get along well with anybody else, right? You go to the work, you know, we clash with others. And because what we really care about is nobody else, just myself, okay? And others are not important. And so that's how there's a disharmony between us and others. Okay? And so when we, in the pursuit of self-cherishing attitudes, goals, and interests, if you will, that, you know, we started to forget the, you know, interdependence that exists between us and others, or the connection that we have with each others. Okay? And we kind of consider ourselves more like independent creatures or beings, if you will, right? And we don't need others in our life. You know, we are really not dependent on anybody else at all. But that's not the fact of life. The fact of life is that we are dependent on each other, and we need each other, and we have to coexist, okay? And so when we pursue self-cherishing attitude, you know, in a very extreme way, then what happens, we are not really happy what we do, right? We have a job. Now we don't like it. Somehow this is not well. So we change our job. We thought, well, it might get better. Well, it really doesn't seem to get better. Things start to get worse. We say, okay, I don't like to live in this neighborhood, so I'm going to change, you know, and move somewhere else. So we think the, you know, the grass is greener on the other side of the hill. Really, it's not. Okay, and so that's why it really ends, you know, say, it puts us into more unsatisfactory situations and puts us into many more problems.
What that did us on that chick Lugatolia and a chick Nandala Sobek Kang and Singatolia and Ching Nogra Mangotile, the Zangata, Rangi, Chiba Zimber, Lotte, Yutabe Sugota, Kang it in the Tonglicia data, and the chick could touch it in Medea the Yorista.
So I think self-cherishing its attitude itself, you know, poses the greatest challenge to us. Okay, because wherever we go, it's always with us. You know, there's nothing we can run away from it, you know. But it's just we have to really recognize it, and we have to deal with it, and we have to face it. And so we have to try to counteract it with, you know, the thought of cherishing or caring for others.
What An thakan na shingi, an jik rangi maka se, an mito zo, ta luyu li ya, sem li ya, cha ni, an jik uk to lama zo, ta dindewe, ta kangi mangbu shibshi, ta che yu yo res, ta tozo, jik, kanta rang jinzing tonne, ta yonde res, tozo kanka.
And so when people, how you say, are so much caught up with their own self-centeredness, it's very hard for anybody to be able to even help them or give them any kind of advice or share any kind of ideas with them. Okay, and so when they are in difficulties, then it's really very hard to help them at all. There's nothing you can convince them, so to speak, because they are so gung-ho about their own self-centeredness. But the fact of the matter is that our human life has its own limitations, right? We do get sick. You know, we do get into all kinds of problems. We do get old, you know, and we are going to die. I mean, there's nothing mystery about this. This is all part of our life, like it or not. Okay? And so when all these difficult situations come up, and people who have deeper values, you know, they believe in, who care about others, you see, they are in a much better position to be able to deal with these situations because others are able to help them. They let others help. You see, they see the connection with each other, you see. Whereas when one is very self-centered, it's very isolating and experience. And so at the end of the life, let's say, when one is dying, there's nothing one can do, then all kinds of disturbing emotions pop up in one's mind, and nobody could help it. It's just like, okay, now I have this much wealth, or maybe bank balance somewhere. Kishore didn't say the bank balance, but the wealth, you know, bank balance is part of wealth, isn't it? Right, and so you worry about all those things because somebody's going to get it, right? You're not going to get it anymore. You don't like others. You don't care about others, but it's going to go somewhere, see? So you worry about that. You worry about house. You worry about all the things you have to leave behind. And then you started to remember all these people you don't like. Basically, you don't like anybody else, right? And all these things come to your mind. It is such a bothering and troublesome while you are dying. Is it dealing with, the fact of life? So that's why it's really, self-centering attitude is, it accentuates and it intensifies one's suffering experiences.
Ata thagan na shingi, ane chik rangi, ane jinzingi, lo thala tene, ane chik kimzangji ane, ane motumbo choya, chua chomo ane motumbo choya, ane dindegi yu rinbu thwane, ane chik rangda, ane motungi ge mi maru maru chine, ane rangliya, ane chik khatangyi la soba ta, chik da mango 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 ta, lo thikga tonne da, yongdegi yore, sozo kanga lo.
Of course, self-cherishing attitude, manifests in many different situations, right? When we are a very self-centered person, we even don't get along well with our own family members, okay? So it causes family problems already, or it comes on the way in our interpersonal relationships. You know, we started to lose friends because nobody wants a person who is so self-centered and don't care about anybody else. Okay, so in that way, self-cherishing attitude itself, become a cause of losing friends and seeing others as one's enemies. Now, when you're losing friends, you start to see all others like, people don't like me, you know. You may not call them enemies, but somehow they don't like me. Okay? And so this is basically the source of all these problems in our family relationship, in our interpersonal relationship, in our other kinds of relationships.
What up, that? Sanjay Tamje, Mar Tan, Mark Dushi Shawina, Ta Yende, Tamje, that lot taking the Ta Yungi Yores. What that does on Zanji? What that Sanjay Tamje, Mar Tade, and Lot Tig, Teletin, Lot Tigi, Energy, Sheng, Rans in Yidi, Nichi, Chunju, Rans with the Zan, Chi Tai and the Zan, Rans with the Zan, Chi, Sheng City, and Taiwa. That's some Rangi Rang Chi.
So that's how we started to kind of investigate what self-cherishing attitude is and what kind of problems it brings in our lives and in other people's lives. And so by pursuing, you know, the goals of self-searching attitude, we really don't get anywhere in ultimate sense, right? We go from bad to worse. Then what is the other option left for us? It's cherishing others, right? So change the whole direction, our way of thinking and doing things. And that's why in Buddhism so much emphasis is made on recognizing all other beings as having been our mother. That's just a metaphor, an example, right? Or our best friends, whatever case may be. And so when we cherish others, that kind of attitude is a very far-reaching attitude, and it's the source of all kinds of what are called realizations and all kinds of inequalities. So when we look, compare these two attitudes, self-cherishing attitude and cherishing others, you know, self-cherishing attitude is very narrow, you know, how to say, very limiting attitude, whereas cherishing others is a very generous, very far-reaching, you know, attitude. With that kind of attitude, you know, we, how should I say, see the connection between ourselves and others, and feel closer to each others. And also, when we think statistically, so to speak, which is more important, right? Self is just one, whereas others are just, you know, countless. Okay, so it makes more sense that others are more important or should be considered as more important than oneself, because oneself is, after all, however important, it's just one. Okay, there's not many ones or eyes, you know, it's just oneself, whereas the others are just countless.
Yes. 당부 에너지 체티게 지금에 응 같은 삼야 안 대토하네 에너지 랑게 깨워라야 에너지 장면 랑게 깨워라 장면이나 아 랑게 직선제 대단텔라 에너지 깨워 말렘바 안 매와 매원자 선제 대단테게 티티 뒤줄라 아니 마치뇽 안 매와 진짜고 토하네 선제 탐제 에너지 마신 두비야
So on what basis, I mean, do we cultivate that kind of recognition of all sentient beings having been my mothers or moms? Okay? Of course, this is based on the belief that there is life before and there is life after. It is based on the theory of what you call rebirths or reincarnations. Okay, reincarnations are the same as rebirth, not the, you know, the Rinpoches we are talking about. Okay? So when we believe that, you know, I have taken, you know, countless rebirths already, and I will be taking countless rebirths, right? And this has been the case with all other sentient beings. So which means basically, I mean, we cannot say that I have not been born as that kind of a being, okay? Because, you know, we could have been, you know, we have taken countless rebirths. So we have connection with each other based on, you know, many rebirths. And particularly, to be able to feel close to them, others, and cherish them, we have to focus on the kindnesses that others have given us or rented to us, right? When we feel that others have been very helpful, kind to us, then I mean, it's natural for us to feel close to them and natural to feel gratitude, you know, to them for their kindnesses. And this is how we started to feel cherishing others. So this is the whole kind of idea why we need to think that all sentient beings have been our kind mothers, and so we should be grateful to them.
What the chick tinde chick kyo nga chi tholia ne chick sang ma tam ba ne chi tha ga ran le sam ta ne chick ris an chick rang yi chick me ngye le shu bu ne sung de an chick ma chi ba do shen de ne cho gu yo de sang yi wa da shen le de ne cho dan de ya ne chick thang bo me ngye ne shu de zang ga ta shu bu ne sung ni tin ne sung de ma ge an cho ne ta chick an chick ngye na la ta bu gu te la sam ta ne wa da khu lo chick cho 즉 컨텐츠 공부나 세고 털이야 즉 부글로 만회에 세주 도저야 점야 진짜고 통다 연구 요래서 다 보고 깨쳐 주고 되나마 즉 세신 봐 콜로 초 가리 인에다 상마 예제 다 부글데 털을 늘 당거 요라스 부글로 당거 요래 다른 신기 다 보고 야 나선 라다드에 네고스리야 즉 다 부글데 지금 매제 rāngu tāla ya pāme sāmu tāne tī tāndāla ya jī kata jī wātā labdāla ya dhūyā gā jāndu tāna la sōkwa būgū gā tā kāntā tī tū gā gā yī yōng zō tī pāme dō tī gā yōrīs wātā pāme dō mā sā tā gā nī shīng gā jī labdā dhūyā nī gō sū yī nī jī labdā shīng gā tā jī labdā gā 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 tā tā labdā nā lā gā chīng yī shīng tī nī gā tī tī nī yōng tī gā yōrīs labdā tūn bē jī lī ya jī lā lā shū bā yī nī jī rāng gā lā chī sā gā nī rō bā Tidal dine rang tsoku gu yoris. Oda jik tar ane jik lo gen, gensu lo shugwe ne, gensu nang lagil le yin tu zuki dine rangi tsoku gu yoris. Ta do dune shiwa na rangi me nye du shugwe ne mo shibo do, shen le dine yong gu gu dama do jiki rangi chugwa tso to ya me do az. Ta shen singi di wana chane ki kia wang ji le sama matamba yin, cita le sama matamba yin, shen singi di ta gati chimu kandiri do az.
The point I'm trying to make here is, you know, the need to see the importance of others in our lives. Without others, we couldn't survive or exist. Okay, and you know, thinking about life before and life after, that's like too much and above our head. You know, kind of a mystery to us. Okay, we can just only think about this lifetime. Okay, from the day we were conceived in the womb of the mother, and then we are delivered into this world, and then you know, we grow and. We go through the life stages and processes, and all the way to the end, when we die, we are very much dependent on other people's kindnesses. You see, without their help and support, we couldn't have come into the being in the first place, and we couldn't exist at all. So, in other words, that if we have some kind of attitude that, you know, I have done everything, just nothing but on my own, well, sort of like a very independently existent entity, you know, and we don't need anybody. That's a wrong notion or idea. And the thing about like the day we conceive in the womb of the mother, you see, well, the very beginning of the life is very much dependent on the mom, you know, who is carrying us in her, you know, stomach, okay? And she goes through all kinds of difficulties for the child in her, inside her, and that was us, okay? And so she had to be very careful, the way she eat, the way she behave, the way she walk, whatever, everything. And then once we are delivered into this world, mom didn't say, okay, that's it, I did my job. Well, has to raise us up, nurture us up, you know, and has to go through all kinds of things, make sacrifices, okay. And so, how much our mom has cared about us? That's another person, not us, you see, okay. And you know, she worried about our lives, she worried about our basic necessities of life, she worried about giving us good education, and, you know, so wishing us to find the best job that we want, you know, and, finding good friends in our lives. She worried about everything else, but there's another person worrying about us, okay, and caring about us. Okay, at least this is one example I'm giving here, okay. And then when we go through school and everything, right, we can't educate ourselves just on our own. We are dependent on the whole education system, or all the people who are there, you know, teachers and, you know, staff and all our, fellow students, you know, dependent on them for our own, education. So once we get out, again, we are dependent on other people to find the job, to do the job, you know. And then when we get old, okay, we are still in the retirement or nursing home, well, now we really are dependent on others, aren't we? Okay, there are other people who are taking care of us. So when we really look at the whole sort of a landscape of our life story, from the beginning, conception, until we die, I mean, we are very much dependent on other people and help and support. You know, we couldn't have done anything without their help on our own. So this is how we really need to recognize the roles others play in our life and their importance in our life, and then we need to see, that's why, because they care about us, so we need to care about them. We need to cherish them.
Ota shen sin yi di chik tsa chenpo tang, shen sin yi di chik gati chenpo. Ota de lo di chik tonen janen di, nyam di chik chewe no, ngone chane ki chik susun mezina li ya, chik kangi chik chewe ne, chik shen ki ropo chin yi mawa. Rang ki shen la, chik nu ma kewe toki, senpa sangpo te toki, chik katu yi ne rang li ya, chik mi. yiji chingi maa, jik lagu paazi nyubwa lanyi na jigi jigi yiji, lu geya, ta kanku lo, mo te tuan na yontaka tuwa sato.
So cherishing others, really, it leads to many, important outcomes, if you will, that when we cherish others, we care about others, you know, we help others, then other people appreciate our kindness. You see, when at the time of need, others are there always to help us, you know, to support us. Yeah. So through this kind of cherishing attitudes, we develop trust in each other, which is a very important quality of life and interpersonal relationships. Okay. And so the point I'm trying to make is how the cherishing others, it leads to many other successes and important cultivate important qualities of our life.
What haga ne singe ani chi chi zo chi ya ge zhe ya ani chi kim zang cham de yong ya chuo chong mo yin de chong yu zhen gan de luo gan luo da yan de ti dan de zhu yin ya xia da de ma dao zhi ge ren yi jin jin ge luo tan ne zhu ya zha wen yin de ye mai de de da zu gan luo ani chi kiao ge chi le ke mi se ge sam dang che da ge ren sam dang de zu gan luo su su ge tong zhi dang yang yong ge tan de zhu yin ya zhi de zu zu.
So of course, you know, if we learn to care about others, we truly mean it, not faking out. That's our assumption. And we cherish others, that brings so much, happiness in the family, in interpersonal relationships. Okay? And this is all we can see for ourselves. We are really not talking about what happened in life before or what will happen, in the life after. We are talking about here and now. That if we learn to be kind to others and cherish others, this kind of attitude, if we're very genuine in what we do, right, it brings so many positive outcomes that we ourselves can witness. We don't have to, go into all those mysterious worlds about life before and life after. Higher level, this kind of cherishing each other would really truly lead to the peace that we are very much seeking in the world and the harmony, right? We talk about so much about like peace, peace conference and, how to get peace and all of this stuff, But the real peace, as many of us, would agree with, has to come from within, right? If there is no peace inside, there is not going to be peace outside. Yeah. But if we really learn to respect and appreciate each other's kindnesses, and if we extend loving kindness to each other's, if we truly mean it from our heart and mind, right, there has to be peace in the world. There has to be harmony in the world. What else can it be, you see? And that's how the real peace, international peace or whatever, global peace or, mega global peace we talk about, it has to come through inside us. Simply making a prayer and wishing is not going to happen. If we simply say, oh, how nice if the peace comes to the world or peace comes to everybody, that prayer is not, adequate. We really need to cultivate peace in the heart and then extend it to everybody else.
What is the seminal ya in Kondoda, Naksim, and Shenlev, and Nesim? Did they chant down the Rangi seminal ya in Tangeta, Nyotomase, Chizona Kadin, and Yoko Zoya Melta, the Kondoda, Naksim, Nesim, then Yonder Yoris, Sengi Tamje, Chick Ditula Saman, and Sengi Tamje, Mark to Shishawina.
So when we see the goodness in each other and we are kind to each other, that kind of cherishing attitude, it stops many negative attitudes inside us. Okay, we are not going to hurt each other. Okay? And because a lot of the problems in our world and in our relationships is to do with violence and hurting each other. Okay, that's not going to happen because we really care about each other and we are not going to hurt each other. Or we are not going to be jealous with each other's achievements and outcomes because that's what we want, everybody to succeed and have the best of things for everybody. That's what we care about. Okay? So many negative attitudes such as anger, hatred, hurting others or jealous and envious, all of those things will subside if we learn to cherish each other's.
wata jing shingi tido la samantang shingi tido la ane laga che dewa yina jing nigo randa dosa dewa yina jing shingi susal ya jing ane miyu batang jing misanpe laga mangbo jing shingi tane yong tiga yore kagin je tito ne yong tiga tila ya ane jing shingi tido la samantang ne ane jing sebe nyam linda tinte che dewa yina dosa jing susal ya ane jing kyunggu nigo kyunggu rawe tsuji yore tuen dema kyung maari kebin yore wata sebe nyam linda ma Semje tamje ma dushi chewe, nyamlin tuan chewe na Ani jik pige jik susi la maga nyi michi ni Namshi susi chua dan nyen li gyugu yore si tozo kanga Da jik kongzho da naksin dinde chan dewe na Chua nyunglu chua xion, chua mangro mangro chugu yore si wad Jeche ne nyokta kanga lo dan dinde tuan de pa yungu yore si Zizang jik wada semje tamje ma dushi cha ni Shingi titu la saman dan shing jinzingu lo dinde Ta yuende sa de tangma te dinde yungu yuwa ta gyumzin dire de yore si
So when we convince ourselves in cherishing others, I think that will also help us to do other kinds of practices such as patience or tolerance. Right? When we are kind to others, it does not mean that everybody is going to be kind to us. You know, there are going to be nasty ones. You know, but at the same time, we are not going to lose our coolness. You know, because we are convinced. Okay, I let them win temporarily. Okay, so what? Okay, so temporarily seems like I'm the loser. Okay, but in ultimate and long-term sense, you are the winner because you stay very calm and you really still wish, you know, the best of everything for this other person who has turned out to be this nasty, you know, creature here. So that's how you can start able to even practice patience or tolerance, you know, put up with all the difficulties. As we say, relationships are not fixed. Okay, if we are able to put up with difficulties, let's say with difficult people, maybe this could influence other people, and there later we could be good friends or even best friends because the relationship changes. Nothing is fixed, okay, in the sense. But at the same time, if we retaliate against the other person and we show our dark side, so to speak, you know, we show how much anger we have or hatred, you know, well, that is not going to lead to any good outcomes because, you know, it will worsen the situation, and with that kind of attitude, negative, we started to lose our friends. Instead of finding more friends, we started to destroy some friends that we have. So that's why I think cherishing others genuinely, it can really lead to many other, important qualities that we need to cultivate in our life and grow spiritually.
Digi di gugu di na, mabu soko ya di tojin ni di chadang lo di mabu soko yoris. Ani jik zala susu magasin ngi mi zala tangwa. Ani jik susu nye li ya, ani jik chakwa. Ani digi do ni chadang lo di ta, di ta nyebu di ni di mabu soko yoris.
So as I started off saying that Buddhism teaches us what we should not do and what we should abandon, the objects of abandonment, and what we should do or cultivate, the objects of cultivation. And the things we really need to abandon are hatred and attachment. Okay? Hatred towards those we don't like, we call them enemies, and attachment to those we call our friends. So we are not saying don't make friends. We are saying don't get attached to friends obsessively. And because attachment is not a good thing, the deluded attachment, to qualify it. And so the deluded attachment and the anger are the negative attitudes that we must get rid of, get out of our system. And we need to counteract them with, different antidotes.
What is the chadangyigunane, and the dana, 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 Setel nyin the semela jagunin, jasin the lingyo yamaris. What a jayden Namshi, two chickena, susun yin the goyadan, susulia, and chick, and rocking it in the guyoris. What in the sonza, and chick, dalia, and pigel chick. Ta chick, nyin da, and chick, tachic, tushi shani, and chick, pigel chick, get his share in a pigeon, chick, jambota, and chick, tintigu tonne, and share. And jag a susula chick. Wishing that you, Maube, and let not a kitchen, and she, six to Marinetilla, and Sabatang, Tinjago Tonashe. 俺这个我也是参不满一边，俺来考试前呢，军军衔呢怕，俺长不长的个呢军军衔呢，俺跟着这位呢，我那穿那个人，大衣呢，俺穿了就呀，我打打，这马上做这个热闹的都是要的，是或者这个都是等的怎么，俺这甚至俺这刚硬的这个车人都怎么，俺这刚硬车的甚至的呀这同样的怎么，他的呀这年纪，俺。长毛样呀，俺这岁数这八十年是当年的了，干俺这车的，俺认识这用过药的是，用过药的是。这当年俺小的呢，但甚至他们家里呀，俺这年纪的越大的是，这家庭中当，天天起码都年纪越大的是。伊那样俺让这讲过呀，个年纪的，他们当年爸妈送的呀，俺这年轻的，俺这恰当都说，怕买不随便他那年纪的长过过药的是。
Of course, when I say that we need to work with our mind to get rid of, disliking and hatred towards enemies, well, maybe that's an easy thing to say, but it takes a lot of efforts, to do it, because we have to do a lot of thinking and reasoning in this case. And we are in not so much saying that you try to love someone as an enemy, but really put it, what we're saying is this enemy has not always been our enemy. And he or she could have been our best friend at another time. See, this relationship is nothing fixed. It's changing, As we see in this very life, somebody, who has been not so kind to us in the early part of the life, right, we are not on a good terms, but later part of the life, we become buddies. Somebody who is a good friend at the early part of life, something goes wrong, and relationship suffers, and now we become, enemies. And then, so what this means is that the relationship is nothing fixed, it's changing. So based upon this kind of changing relationship, you can think that, I have been reborn many times, so at such time, this person could have been my best friend or mom or dad or whatever, okay, whoever we love very much. And we can and think about. So therefore, there's no reason why I'm so gung-ho about disliking this person who at this particular point of time seems to be my enemy. But that could change. Okay, and so this is how we try to reason it out and be more tolerant of his or her, harsh words and reactions to us and work out the things in our own mind. But another thing I want to mention here is about the need to cultivate compassion for all sentient beings. All of us have compassion, but the kind of compassion we have is more like a biased compassion. Biased in the sense that when people we love, we feel so close to us, when they are in difficulties, we have this feeling natural like, I wish they don't have these troubles, or may they be free of these problems, which is a compassion, no doubt, okay? But it's a biased one. We only have that sense of compassion in relation to those, we care about or we feel close to. But when things happen to people who are strangers or who we don't like, although it's the same difficult situations, we don't have that compassion. We don't say, how nice if they are free of suffering, right? So that's why it's very biased. The kind of compassion that we need to cultivate, that's very much emphasized in Buddhism, like compassion at all different levels, is the compassion that arises out of sense of equanimity. Okay, so that means first we have to work with our mind where we need to sort of, even out our, imbalanced attitudes towards friends, enemies, and strangers. Don't see them differently and treat them differently. Okay, once we have cultivated the sense of equanimity through reasoning and other methods, right? So based on that balanced state of mind or even-mindedness, now we try to cultivate the same compassion towards them and for them. So that compassion is more equal compassion, see? Unlike the compassion we right now have. We do have compassion. Everyone has a compassion. I'm not denying that. But it's a very biased one.
Okay. 그게래야 안식 차와 남도 된데 교회나 랑이 들려야지 마가와다 로미스 교회 연구 도왔어 다 랑이기 다들이야 안식 강에 된데 토인도 장가 안식 다 레샤상 소 가나 연구 도왔어 달들 미고 로텐데 연구 요레스 다 파메슨지 파메슨지 된데 질 강에 다 안식 녀다 다 된데 지 통도 동에 된데 지 통도 장 텐낭미의 샤야 다 지 수수 지 비니고 我当年年都等着你啊，恁当年当的这就通用的账啊，恁经营就是常用不要的是，他这个老的甚至他这年龄恰当一当车，当用啥的，他老当用啥的，这个个团的哒，伢们去那光顾不要的，俺这个老听了也说不听了，照顾不要的是哒。
So as I was saying, that if we look at our own attitudes or state of mind right now, and we think about or imagine three different types of people, right, friends, strangers, and enemies, and then just kind of try to think about how do we, see them and we react, you know, to their different life situations, we do it very differently. Right? With friends, as I already mentioned, that when they have difficulty, we can't bear it. You see, it becomes unbearable. We wish them to be free of the problems, right? We wish, what can I do to help them, right? But when they do very well, we are very happy. That brings us joy. But with the strangers, whether they have happiness or they have suffering, we are very indifferent. It's just like none of our business, you know? Who are they, you know? And then we look at the enemies, when they have difficulty, we even, you know, take, delight in it. We may, right? Great, you know, bring some more on them or something. But when they're really, really good, well, that depresses us. You know, when they succeed, well, that's not a happy thing for us to see, you know. Why on the earth, you know, things are happening to the bad people, good things. That's what we say, right? Kishala didn't say that, but to make the point. Yeah. So we have this all these different attitudes and reactions to a different people we categorize. So as we learn in Buddhism, you know, one of the things we say, as in the prayers of, four immeasurables, immeasurable sense of equanimity, we said, may I be free of attachment and anger and indifferent attitudes towards, you know, friends, strangers, and enemies. Be able to see all of them as being equal and treat them equally. And that is a very foundation practice, you know, from which we have to cultivate all other, spiritual qualities.
Banden dawa chabe ane umu chugwe gos. Thangpo ngashin dala shingiwa, daga dishi nguwe la chakwa yi, suju chandang rawa mianba yi, drola nyingji gyugang thala tu shi sungpo na shingi, chadang lo la tende thangpo, ji rang jebar zimbe lo tegi toane ta deng zimba rigwa. Tegi toane ane ji chadang lo chang. Chadang lo chang be dogi ta ji gangin da dungin sa ten ta dine yungu yungu ta rang shi changba ta, ane ji gangin da ta dungin yin thay la dungya di, ane
真正的用途是，这个多拉尼去教堂听了，都是他们的送药的。 As great realized Indian Buddhist master scholar Chandragirthi states in his supplement to the Middle Way of Madhyamika Avatar, Umachukwa in Tibetan, and as Kishala quoted the stanza from his memory, where the Chandragirthi says that first there arises grasping at I or self, the conception of I. And then there arises grasping at mine or the conception of mine. Okay. And due to these two types of grasping, sentient beings helplessly, you know, wander in the different states, situations in samsara or cyclical existence. It's just like a bucket we throw into the well, right? Once the bucket is thrown in the well, it has no freedom. It just falls down. Okay. There's nothing to get stuck or, you know, it's just like that. We sentient beings are helplessly wandering in samsara. And so then at the end, he concludes his stanza and says, I salute great compassion, those who have great compassion about sentient beings in that kind of situation. Okay. And so basically what we're really talking about is, as I started with, self-judging attitude. You know, that's very much related to self-grasping. First, there arises the conception of I. I is the most important thing. It's the center of the universe. Okay? And then what comes next is the mind, everything connected to me, you know. So because of these graspings, you know, cherishing attitudes, you know, from which arises other delusions such as attachment, you know, anger, and all these other things. So this is how we get caught up in a deluded way of thinking, and we get caught up in samsara.
Wada nyingji ta lo de jang de zang an chi dang ba shi gen nan ta dong ni den de nang se ye wo sung gen nan an tang bo an chi dong ni dong ni dong ni ge dong ni le ming le an nyingji lo jang ya Te yakwaje resume te chigo le ya, ane gyuye dongi le mingle, ane nyingzi janya. Te yakwaje resume te wala, ane chi kiawa duchi ki dongi le mingbe, ane nyingzi de, ta changgu kuyo resu. Ta, chi nyingzi saadi, chamba nyingzi saadi, chi yushu da chulu dama dana na ya, yue dewa resu. Yine ya nangbe tumo mayimba de, kiawa duchi le dongi le mingbe, tala mingbe, ane nyingzi singi de, nangbe tumo mayimba chata yo resu, ta di.
So we need to cultivate compassion, and we could only do that once we realize the suffering situations of other sentient beings. Okay, and basically sentient beings, including ourselves, are caught up in difficult situations because of the two types of grasping that I mentioned earlier. Okay, and so understanding that kind of a situation, then we can truly generate this kind of, you know, wish to see everybody free of suffering, which is a compassionate feeling called karuna. But I believe that in other religious traditions, they talk about love and compassion. So many ways, you know, those are the running themes across different religious traditions. I think what is maybe exclusive to Buddhism is the compassion that we cultivate based upon understanding what is called pervasive suffering. Remember that we have three types of suffering that we all go through. There is the suffering of misery, or the manifest suffering, called suffering of suffering, dunge ji dunge in Tibetan. There is the suffering of change, gyurwe dunge in Tibetan. Then there is the extensive suffering or pervasive suffering, called kyaba duje ji dunge. Okay. So first we try to cultivate compassion, understanding the suffering of suffering. Then we try to cultivate compassion, understanding the suffering of change. Then we try to cultivate compassion, understanding the suffering of the extensive suffering or pervasive suffering. Okay, so this is where I think the compassion we cultivate based upon understanding pervasive suffering is, I think, very exclusive to unique to Buddhism.
Simshul ti kien go yores, ki kiwi na rang to ga sing to ya an chewe kangi mangbo chi tongli chi to yores lo ti to ne. Ma yu tuye tung tung ma lu ta ta dal mi ba tang so ti song le xin
zon. So in conclusion, what I want to say is again go back to what I quoted earlier, based upon the Guru Puja or Lama Chöpa practice, where it says, may the suffering and it's of other sentient beings ripen upon me. May my happiness goes to them or ripen upon them. So this kind of what we call attitude is very precious and important attitude. You know, when we have cultivate that kind of attitude, we wish everybody the happiness and goodness, but we wish that we could take the suffering and the problem of others to ourselves. By cultivating that attitude, we develop inner strength. Okay? So when we face difficulties in our own life, which we do, then our difficulties become kind of insignificant. You see? And then we are not going to cry over, you know, the spilled milk, so to speak. We are just like, okay, we want everybody's suffering to come to us, you know? And with that kind of a strength of the mind, we call the courageous mind, you know, it becomes much easier for us to deal with our own personal problems and difficulties. So basically what I'm talking about here that I kind of, emphasize is in Tibetan, is called the practice of giving and taking, not give and take, Okay, I hope it's kind of making some difference in the way I'm saying it. I'll just kind of paraphrase it so that you get the real meaning is that, you know, we do this kind of practice of, you know, taking other suffering and its causes to ourselves. That's the taking. And the giving, in the sense, we give the happiness its causes to others. Okay, it's not like give and take, okay, practice. And this is called Tonglen practice in Tibetan. And so by doing that kind of thinking and reflection, even though we are not able to do it exactly now, right, at least, you know, we kind of think in that direction. And even if it means like, you know, sending good wishes to others, like making prayers, may all the happiness and goodness go to others. Okay? May their bad things, you know, come to me. I think by thinking that positive thought, you know, we are able to bring more meaning to our life. Okay, that's how we really make our life very meaningful. You know, cherishing others and wishing others all the best of everything and wishing to take others' problem and suffering to ourselves. And that's where I want to stop today, and I would like to welcome your questions. Yes, please.
You mentioned earlier, I believe, three kinds of cognition.
Yes.
One was listening, contemplation,
and
meditation.
Yes.
And my question is, in that sense, what's the difference between contemplation and meditation?
Sure. The question that was being asked, you know, were very clear, so I could repeat it. You know, sometimes the question can get so complicated, I won't be able to repeat it for the people behind the glass panels, or people somewhere listening to through internet, I guess, is, you know, Geshe-la talked about this threefold approach, traditional approach, which consists of listening, contemplation, and meditation. We call Thersam Komsum. Now, what's the difference, really, between contemplation, Sampa, and meditation, Komba? Okay. And Geshe-la's explanation is that the contemplation, we could think in terms of, like as we listen to teaching, then we kind of investigate or examine the teaching through different reasons, see whether this is the truth of the matter or not. Is this the right or is this not right? Okay. So that kind of thinking is more of a contemplation. Okay. And but the meditation part, I mean, which usually people think meditation in terms of like, you know, you're sitting on your kind of a zafu and like sitting in a nice meditation posture and thinking that. You know, that is a meditation. But it has more sort of a, it also applies to putting the teaching into practice, meditation means. Okay. And we can do meditation. Meditation has a more sense of cultivating, you know, a sense of intimacy with the spiritual knowledge that you have gained. And you could do that, you know, whatever you're doing. Remember, I think, was it last week or a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how, you know, we whatever we are doing, we're standing, you know, we can think about, you know, altruism. You know, we are walking, we think, we walk altruistically, we sit altruistically, stand altruistically, whatever you think. So that's kind of thing. You know, whatever we are doing in our everyday life, we could cultivate familiarity or intimacy with, say, compassion or love or any of those attitudes, okay, which is more like we call meditation.
Okay. What do I have? Yeah. And the rang of in our job, Samantan, a JJ Tinti Laya, and Jig Pigalia, Yjig Yiji Yoral, that Tawa Yjig, don't blot the Magio Bodonta, Tipazala Laya, and Jig Tujung Samba Tinti and Samantan, and Jig Yjigi Dona, Tujung 시로 창인 거여레스 다 이지고 로테더네 양네 양도 삼을다네 제바 참마 창고도나 주중 삼중 시럽 타인 거래스 다 제바 참아 됐던 양 갓디 냠네 챵 곰냠네 또 주체네 무슨 세메 거 녀와 띵것도 통는데 곰지고 시럽스 다 타인 거래스 시럽 송노 봐 자외나
Now this listening, contemplation, and meditation could also be correlated to three types of wisdom that we talk about. Wisdom that arises through listening, and wisdom that arises through contemplation, and wisdom that arises through meditation. And of course, you know, to learn about things, first we have to listen to teaching. Okay, and so by listening to teaching, we learn about what is or is not, you know, reality or whatever the matter it may be. And so that is a very kind of basic level of wisdom we gain through listening to teaching. And so then when we think about many different reasons, you know, to convince ourselves about the fact of the matter, if you will, right? And when we develop very correct, what we call inferential valid understanding of a matter or reality, okay? Inferential means based upon authentic reasonings, right? So that is more like that wisdom arising through contemplation. So we contemplate different reasons, you know, why this should be as it is. Okay? And we develop that inferential valid cognition, understanding. So that is a higher level wisdom from the basic one. It's called wisdom arising through contemplation. Now we meditate to cultivate more intimacy. And through this meditation process, we can change that inferential valid understanding into direct or non-conceptual direct realization or perception. Now that is called the wisdom arising through meditation. See? So we're going through different processes, right? We have a basic understanding of what is or is not. And then we do a lot of analysis and investigation through reasonings. Then we have an inferential valid understanding of things. It's not direct anymore. It's still conceptual understanding. Then we sort of peel off the layers of this concept, if you will, through meditation, and we gain direct insight into non-conceptual understanding of things, which is the wisdom arising through meditation. Yes, yes please.
So, does Shinigong is part of this, is Shinigong part of that too?
Part of which one?
Meditation.
Okay. The question that's being asked is, remember we talk about the shamatha meditation or, you know, calm abiding meditation or mental quiescence meditation. Is that a part of the meditation that we are talking about?
No.
When we talk about the calm abiding meditation, shamatha or vipassana meditation, yeah, they go with the contemplation meditations.
So
if we are going to categorize calm abiding or mental quiescence into one of those three, right, categories, then it is part of meditation. Okay? But meditation consists of more than calm abiding. You know, it also consists of what we call the inside meditation or vipassana meditation and other types of meditation as well. Yes?
I wonder about the meditation. In the morning, Your Holiness says we should have quiet and we meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the day, we're meditating by our practice.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do we integrate the two of them together?
Sure. This is the Gundu Kanai, so the Gala Shoya, that lunch and also Komja, the Kokusimism Komja or Res, then you make all any Komja that in Yamlenga on the Komja or Res on those Rua. That's Shoga, Kokusimism Komja, then you make all in Yamlenga, Komja and you did Yamdo Kasoda. The Chodom is in the Nichols or Rua. So, Chick the dinner.
There's nothing around all the dirties. Tangu de Yamlen Kotsu in Yilata, let Tangola. Tick that, Jim Samadan, Chick Chandy. kagusimba chungwane, shine dadozo chosala, sacha kagusimba kogu yores, kagusimba na, loti lafsan chik shenli ya, chik pi wunya shingche, chomcho jo, gyuk chocho rida yores, di chogu zhri zanzang, wane kagusimba chekwa di, kachimba chekwa yores, tongma nyamle. Wane chane gada chik, tosang gugun lana da, samchung dan gungchung, tonzo lezo, lo nganga shushu gyuk chogu res, pake, chik kagusimba dek, yuyu ki chik, sangisang lishira dek gugu yama res, loto zo.
The question that was being asked is about, you know, how His Holiness tells us in the morning we get up and try to sit in a quiet, you know, meditation, and then during the daytime we do meditation through practice, and how do we integrate those two types of meditations. What Geshe-la says is that when we talk about, you know, finding a peaceful place, you know, to sit and meditate, you know, we are really talking about more for us beginners, you know, because our mind is you know, easily distracted. You know, one of the metaphors we use is our mind is just like a monkey. You know, it just doesn't sit. It's just, you know, very jumpy. So then we really need to have a kind of conducive environment where we can sort of, you know, more relatively speaking, contain our mind, you know. And especially when we talk about cultivating calm abiding or shamatha, we really need to find a very quiet, solitary place, okay, and to cultivate this kind of meditation. Okay? But once we have really progressed well, the kind of thing I'm talking about where we say listening, contemplation, meditation, the contemplation, meditation at a higher level is it becomes more like our second nature. So it doesn't matter. We could be in a very busy environment, but still our mind is so, how should I say, trained that it automatically, you know, it can sit, you know, it can go into that meditative state. Yeah, and we really don't have to make too much efforts, or we don't get influenced by what's happening in the surrounding. So when we reach at higher level, you know, the meditation is more like, how should I say, become our second nature. Yes, for us beginners, yes, finding a quiet place or in the morning, you know, find that time is very important.
Wada shakwa ya la ni gui dun li ya anji gu gom ya di ma res. Wada gui lung jio gu gu ya res. Gui lung jio ni kiam tu sengi che gu gu ya res. Tati shakwa lan lan dun che shui da gara di ya res. Yinsha ji gui lung ya gu che, kiam tu sengi ya gu che. Wana zhane di ra di ya res.
I mean, the most important part of meditation in according to the Buddhist practice is that when we get up in the morning, let's say we are going to meditate on Buddha's image. Okay, meditating on Buddha's image is, I mean, not everything. First, we have to start off with proper motivation. Okay, motivation not only for that meditative session, but motivation that we can carry out throughout the day, you know, positive motivation. And then we try to fix our mind with that image of the Buddha. Okay, no.
Ata je shogwe lam bu de 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 gulung jo ma se an gong da ye ge la ma le ya de ren ni sha ji ge na le ya ni ji chao ma sa mo ka re che ne dang ye tin de si ya an che si ya an gu de la te sha che ya qing jian de ye ne de de qing mi se ne ne yang tam ja ya ata an su su ge ge sa sha wo zo ni ji ya de de qi ge ge ye zo zo qi ra wo zo an gu ge chong wo de ga wo gong me ne ya sen che tam je le ya di ji ya ge mo long ja ya da ge chen bu cha ge yo de yo gu zang ma yin ba.
So let's say, I mean, in the morning we get up, you know, and we cultivate what we call positive motivation, proper motivation, and then we do our meditation. So we try to carry out that positive motivation throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, in the evening, right, when we go to bed, we kind of reflect upon our day's activities. And have I been able to do exactly, you know, the way I set for my motivation? You know, what are the things I did the way I wanted to do, and what are the things I didn't do, right? Okay. And if we did, how should I say, transgress, so to speak, our, you know, motivation limits or whatever case may be, then we try to do confession, you know, imagining Buddha. In the presence of the Buddha, we confess our negativities. Okay. But if we did good, right, what are good things, then we rejoice in our good actions, you know. We take delight in that, very important part of, you know, our practice. And then we resolve that, you know, we will try to do better tomorrow. You know, whatever things we didn't do right today, we confess it in the presence of the Buddha's image, right? And we resolve that we are not going to, you know, let the same thing happen the next day. So this is the, I mean, how we do practice every day. Get up in the morning, set up proper motivation, try to check with our motivation during the daytime, and in the evening, just reflect upon our day's activities, what have I done today, you know, and that's how we do our daily practice. Yes, Mimala.
Is this what we can do with our sadhanas.
Mm-hmm.
That with the motivation of bodhicitta, mm-hmm. motivation. And then is this the reason why we have understanding shunyata?
Mm-hmm.
So doing our sadhana, we are trying to get our mind to change.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many sadhanas, and each sadhana mm-hmm. we have the beginning and end. But should we keep doing that, changing back and forth,
mm-hmm.
because we were given a lot of this.
Sure.
And I wonder mm-hmm. about that.
Okay. Dandi kandi shukudunga, ta danda gen katnaayin di pena kulung yabu chuya darwa gen. Hane, kaso kongta soso shuda tangay chuya rwa. Cheche danda nganchu pena dirwa, dakye nyamlin chengi mungu chuya rwa, kongsa kele mungu chuya rwa. Sa dakye rere nyamlin nganda yab kulung chuju da kiamdra cha zang chik tunya rwa, chukuchike. Yang dakye shangpa chuya di cha zang chik tunya dhuwa sa rwa, cheche kwa chibwa mungu chayab tunya soro chuya rwa. Dakye chik tunya kwa liyang di yangyo cha zang chik soro chik tunya. Cheche zang, di kharsa gore ta pana chig se chwa di chag mo shuk den liya kulon chig chwe bi na di shul ta che chada mang den chre wa ya ta ge re ko le kyam sim ge yoban chang che du gor
kharsa da chog des de che ra ta su su tu zul ta res tu zu te en da ta ta ge thang bo kharsa go zu men de tu zu ya go do na kum chul je chen kyam sim ge zu ba ge sim tu zu be jang la so ba da ge sim ge wa chi ya yo res na shen ba tu zu ta ge shen ba kun zu kyam sim ge chi ya tu tu zu ta ge chen ya ji ge to tu ta te lu ta ne ne ji
的 question that was being asked is about, you know, people who have taken the tantric empowerments and have a lot of commitments, and we do the sadhanas or the daily commitment practices, where, you know, I think every practice, it begins with bodhicitta, motivation and refuge, and then the whole practice and conclusion, and that's pretty much the format of every sadhana. So it seems like we're repeating the same thing. So how do we deal with that? Geshe-la says, you know, it depends upon our own time schedule. If we have a good time, you know, maybe we try to spend more time cultivating the bodhicitta motivation and do the refuge practice with that sadhana, and we complete that one. And the later, with the other sadhana, if we don't have much time, we can do the short version, right? But actually, by repeating those processes, we are reinforcing the impact of our motivation and cultivating in bodhicitta. So that's a good thing. So depending upon our time schedule, you know, we can kind of manage, you know, those things. If we have more time, spend more time on that. If not, we can, you know, do the quick version, so to speak. Change our sadhanas or the daily commitment practice for different deities, right? We have to hold different divine prides. Okay, maybe you are doing the Vajrayogini right now. So you are in the form of Vajrayogini, you're holding the divine pride of being a Vajrayogini. So later you complete that practice, and later you do the Yamantaka practice. Now you hold the divine pride of being a Yamantaka. There's no really inconsistency between these, you know, two ways of generating divine prides. Okay, so it's a different set of practice, and I think by going through the same process, we are reinforcing the positive impact of the bodhicitta and, you know, refuge. Any more questions? So you all know how to do dedication, so we will do the dedication prayers together. Yeah.
Yeah.
jo sen jo ren bo je ma ye ba na ye jo je kya wa nyam ba me ba da go ne go do be wa jo to ne da wa ren bo je ma ye ba na ye jo je kya wa nyam ba me ba da go ne go do be wa jo ka re ra ve go ve jin ga me pe da de wa ma lu jo we chen re zen wa den zen ya zo ye sha be si de ba do den yu ro je sa ji me ni nyu ji me do ra ri ro ni ji ni ne ge wa san ji jin do mi de be wa ye ru gu nam da jin la ji ba e jo ye da gu ru ra na ma de la ga ni ya da Thank you very much. I just want to wish you a happy new year. I guess next time we see you, it will be new year, right? long life prayer, okay. Yeah, somebody can start. I don't have it, so. Yeah, no, it's okay. You can start. No, please start. We are doing the long life prayer for Geshe Tsuldim Gyalzin, okay? Can you share it? Okay, where is it? A mere display of the names of major and minor signs, along with the three sublime secrets of innumerable Buddhas, grants the glory of longevity. May the special enlightened deities of immortality grant today's supreme and common glory and qualities. Pray thee an incomparable spiritual guide, who mounts the wish-fulfilling gem of the sublime Dharma of scriptures and realization on top of a victory banner of teaching and practice, upon the roof of a jewel house of steadfast morality. May you live long as a luminous body, a friend that helps the lotus bloom with 100 petals of scriptural tradition, while eliminating completely the darkness of ignorance. You further the radiance of excellent intelligence. May you live long as a great spiritual guide who teaches the vital points of sutra and tantra according to Buddha's intention for people who are unruly and hard to tame, who have not been subdued by other Tathagatas. May you live long as a purveyor of benefits and happiness for beings who are tormented everywhere by unbearable pain, due to engaging in negative karmic actions, shrouded in darkness of the five degenerations. May you live long as the great captain of the sea, for miserable beings who have fallen into the ocean of samsara. May you guide them to the jewel island of complete liberation in your ship of the vast and profound Mahayana path. May you live long as a great spiritual guide, who suitably teaches a variety of fortunate disciples the essence of Tsongkhapa's vast and profound tradition of excellence, which originated from the sweet oral transmission of Manjushri. In short, may the three secrets of the Guru be completely free of harmful agents and obstacles. May favorable conditions be effortlessly and spontaneously fulfilled, exactly in accordance with your wishes, by the blessings of the three infallible jewels, by the power of our single-pointed virtuous prayer. May the intended results spontaneously and quickly arise from their causes without obstacles, in accordance with dependent arising. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Anila has an announcement.
Thank you. Hi, I just wanted to remind people that we will have the ringing in the new year, where if people are invited to come and sit here to celebrate the new year by being in meditation. So we'll start that on the 31st at 7:30 in the evening. So we'll have periods of sitting, and we'll also watch a film. and have some refreshment as well. So there's that into the new year on the 31st. And then next week, Sunday, if Venerable Geshe-la is feeling better, he'll be teaching. And we'll also have a children's class led by Connie Pham. So you can bring your children on that day. So we'll have two classes then. Thank you very much.
Wishing them cheers over the year and